This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Events in Iraq have, for obvious reasons, dominated international news coverage. But there is plenty happening elsewhere in the world. Day to Day's Eric Weiner has been monitoring a few of these off-the-map stories, and he joins us now for a quick world tour. Hi, Eric.
Good day, Madeline.
So I understand you've been following a story in Brazil.
That's right. And this story involves drugs, the Amazon rainforest, and obscene gestures.
Tantalizing. Please go on.
Well, Madeline, it appears that drug smugglers have for many years now been using the vast expanse of the Amazon rainforest to fly low, smuggle drugs across Brazil. There was nothing the Brazilian Air Force could do about it. In fact, the head of the Air Force in that country complained the drug smugglers would often make obscene gestures to his pilots flying alongside them, knowing they weren't authorized to take any action. He said it was humiliating. Well, that's about to change. The Brazilian Air Force can now shoot down planes suspected of drug smuggling.
And flipping the bird, I guess. Is there some concern that they might shoot down the wrong planes?
There is. In fact, that's exactly what happened in Peru in 2001 when the Air Force there mistakenly shot down a plane carrying a U.S. missionary and his family. Two people died in that incident. Brazilian officials insist they're taking precautions and say there is no danger of a repeat of that kind of incident in their airspace. But I think there are two interesting developments here, Madeline. One is that in a post-9/11 world, it is simply more acceptable for a country to shoot down suspect airplanes of any kind. And also, I think Brazil is a country that's trying to adopt a more muscular foreign policy in general. It is, after all, the largest country in Latin America, one of the largest in the world, and it feels it needs to play a bigger role in the world stage.
Well, we move to a country that does feel it has a big role in the world stage, France, the heart of old Europe, where I hear there's trouble brewing over that 35-hour work week.
Indeed. As we know, Madeline, the 35-hour work week is, for the French, as sacred as a good bottle of Chardonnay or a good diplomatic showdown with the Americans. In fact, under French law, hardly anyone works more than 35 hours a week. It is the law. But workers at a car parts company in Lyon just recently took a bold and really quite amazing step. They voted to increase the number of hours they work, get this, from 35 to 36. Now, that may not sound like a big deal to us Americans putting in 40-plus hours a week, but it is, in fact, causing shockwaves in France. Labor unions worry this may spell the beginning of the end for the coveted 35-hour work week. And, well, the labor unions in this case say they had no choice. They would have lost their jobs to the Czech Republic, where labor is cheaper. But people are concerned.
And in China, Eric, I understand some workers have been putting in extra hours recently. Counterfeiters have churned out a bogus version of former President Clinton's autobiography, My Life.
That's right. And according to the BBC report, at least, it's apparently better than the English version, or at least more fantastical. In this counterfeited version, Bill Clinton's other affair is apparently with Chairman Mao. The book claims that Clinton studied Mao in depth, quotes him at length in the book. The former U.S. president also talks about his love of Chinese herbal medicines and harkens back to his days as a child growing up in his humble house in Hope, Arkansas, a house that, according to this version, had good feng shui. Now, conspicuously absent from the Chinese version of My Life is any mention of contentious U.S.-Chinese relations. Despite these revisions, Madeline, or maybe because of them, the counterfeiters are enjoying brisk sales of My Life, which should perhaps be retitled Mao Life.
So, a good week for Chinese counterfeiters, but a bad week for
Russian airline passengers, particularly if they happen to be on a recent Aeroflot flight from Moscow to Siberia. The Moscow Times is reporting what is apparently an unprecedented case of reverse air rage. Now, normal air rage, of course, Madeline, is where a disorderly, often drunk passenger attacks a flight attendant. Well, in this case, it was the flight attendants who were drunk and attacked the passenger, giving him a black eye. What happened is the passenger asked for a glass of wine, was told no by the flight attendants, all three, by the way, who were men. And so he went to the galley to pour himself the glass of wine. That's when he claims he was attacked. Aeroflot has suspended the entire flight crew. It'll certainly make you think twice before ordering that extra glass of wine or complaining about lousy airline food.
I've been on Aeroflot. I would not mess with those flight attendants, let me tell you.
They mean business.
Day-to-day's Eric Weiner. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Madeline.